Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Man, yeah. Good morning, Bumper.
Good morning.
We are at the Arkansas Urology out of the studio today, and but glad to have you on the show. 2 weeks in a row, never fun to talk about losses. But before we sort of turn the page to Mississippi State, let's go back to Bama. It's obviously, you know, struggle here, there in the first half in the passing game. You guys get in the hole, 28 zip, and then you fight back, which was very impressive. You got it at 28-23. And here's the crazy thing, Bumper. It's just, you know, and I'm an old linebacker too. You guys had held Alabama 75 yards rushing through three quarters, and then boom, 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 you know, three big plays ended the game. From a defensive standpoint, what for the fans who don't understand what happened on the three big long running plays?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, we fought back, and I think as a, you know, as a defense, that's very important, just to fight, like, you know that you have some fight in you. In those plays, you know, when you play Alabama, you're trying to beat Alabama, you have to play perfect. And you can just have, you know, a guy bump out of the gap, you know, or have a missed tackle or a couple missed tackles, and they're off the races. I mean, they're extremely talented. And I thought, you know, we had them on the ropes, and then they, you know, broke one and then broke another. And it's just in a matter of seconds with, you know, how dynamic their athletes are. One play that, you know, could be a small error, can turn into a touchdown against those guys. So, you know, we're obviously, you know, not thrilled with the outcome, but the fight that the defense showed in offense to rally around, something that I was very impressed with.
For those that don't know, just wondering, you know, and of course we watch film different, a little bit differently than probably what you guys do now, just because of technology. So when you guys are in the film room, how brutal is it going back, you know, for our audience who doesn't know about that, to watch those that quarter, and because you have to learn, you have to figure out, hey, what went wrong, but just as a player, how brutal is it to go back and watch plays that aren't successful for you guys, especially like those?
Yeah, I mean, it's gut-wrenching. I mean, it's gut-wrenching when it happens. People don't realize, you know, it's a couple inches here or there in a gap that could, you know, make the play go from, you know, a tackle for loss or a touchdown. So, but that's a game we play. And, you know, if you're, you know, obviously the fans are not going to be excited about that, and we aren't either. But we got to clean it up and make sure those don't happen for, you know, the games that we have left.
Speaking of the games you have left, one is next week, this week rather, in Starkville. And, boy, they throw the ball around a lot. You guys have seen that. But they've got a quarterback back that's excellent. But you guys have beaten them the last 2 years. You expecting anything different from Mike Leach, or you expecting the same kind of offense you've seen the last 3 years? Obviously, you've been able to watch them on film too.
Yeah, it's the same offense he's been running for 20 years, and he's not changing it. He's got a style and a system that's been working for him, and he doesn't get away from it. And, you know, that's a benefit to us. You know, we watch a lot of tape, and so we'll have a lot of keys on, you know, routes pre-snap, off alignment. And so we'll have a good idea what's going on before the snap, you know, for the ball snap. We just got to make sure that everyone's, you know, disciplined in their zones, make sure we're getting our hands on routes, you know, send them to the next guy, and just have them get eyes.
Do you have a preference? By the way, I do want to thank Sigma Supply for sponsoring Bumper each week.
You.
Appreciate the Hamby boys and what they do. Do you have a preference, Bumper? You know, there's been a debate, you know, again, having played the game, I know, you know, what I like to do when it comes to blitzing and all those kind of things. But, you know, it's nice when you can blitz. But the problem is, you know, you put yourself in single coverage, and sometimes that's difficult when you have elite quarterbacks and elite receivers. Do you prefer? I know it's probably on a per game situation, but do you like giving up a player or a player or two to blitz, or do you like playing more safe and more safety type eight man deep, seven type deep coverages?
Well, I think, you know, it just kind of depends on the personnel you have. Obviously, you love to do both, but I think sometimes, you know, you gotta you know, stick to who you are and know who you are. And I think for us this week, we're getting back to our basics, and I think it's going to be good. I think that we've had success running the defense that we're going to run this week. And so if we can just get back to being us, flying the ball, having as many hats to the ball as we can, it eliminates missed tackles, and basically just, you know, gets some momentum back into the defense.
Yeah, boy, that I do remember that first game 3 years ago, how well you did. For that defense to work when you're dropping eight and you're playing that zone, you got to come up and make plays because you're keeping the ball in front of you. And you guys, I remember, did a great job. And I can't remember last year's game as much, but I do remember 2 years ago you did a great job of coming up and making the tackle. I did want to ask real quick about KJ. Obviously, he's a team captain. He's under the concussion protocol. Even though Sam Pittman didn't say those words, he's implied that's what's going on. What about from a leadership standpoint? Obviously you're a team captain too. What's the dynamic of the first couple of practices been like this week with KJ not, in full practice go mode?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the team mid-practice, and I was just like, hey, whoever the guy is, we got to rally around him. You can't change what's happened. If we can, like I said, rally around this guy or whoever it's going to be, and it is KJ. We just have to be us, and no matter what the circumstances are, we got to go practice hard. And we have another good day today to get better. And I think that the team, after you have two hard losses like that, you got to find out who you are. And I've really liked how this team has responded in the first two practices this week.
Yeah, you got two ranked teams. You can be right back in the picture as far as talking about being one of the better teams in the SEC and nationally. With two, you beat two ranked teams this week and next week, and you're right back where you really wanted to be. Obviously that you don't like to lose two games, but one was to the number one team in the nation. I did want to ask real quick, what about Cade Fort? We don't know much about him. We have Malik on our show every week. We know a little bit about him. What kind of guy is Cade? Is he a laid back guy? Is he? I don't know anything about his personality or background, so give us a quick little take on what kind of kid he is.
He's a good kid. I think he's roommates with Drew Sanders, they're kind of keeping themselves, but very, very good guy, and he throws the ball really well, and I think that's why he kind of won that starting or that second string position, just by the way he threw the ball, and he can kind of distribute and get the ball to our weapons. So, in a way, it kind of opens up some things for us. And so, this week, talking with the offensive guys during practice, they're super confident in him and the things that he's done thus far.
The last thing before we let you go, it's funny, Roger, when we do the press conferences, I think I might have mentioned this, is that, Bumper, you're an old pro. You've been doing this for, obviously, 5 years. But that Drew Sanders, when he gets up there, we'll take away last week's game because you guys weren't happy. That was not a great post-game pressure because you're not in a good mood. But even after wins, that Drew Sanders, he's not a talker, is he? He's sort of a quiet guy. Blair's up there. He just won't stop talking. But Drew's a really reserved, quiet kind of guy, isn't he?
Very reserved, very quiet. He's very intentional with everything he says. But, I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think he thinks before he speaks quite a bit.
that's exactly what it looks like. I mean, again, whoever else is up there, man, they're coming out of the chute. But he's like, I'm not gonna say anything until somebody specifically asks for me,
and then I'll.
Well, Bumper, hey man, thanks so much as always for being with us. We appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you guys bounce back and get the big win down in Starkville, and we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, can't wait.
All right, thanks Bumper. Appreciate it. Bumper Pool brought to you by Sigma Supply.